You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week, Art and Soul, we're talking about the culinary arts. And to do that, we're talking to a retired dentist. His name is Dr. Peter Glatz, who has a very unique and interesting culinary story to share with us. So welcome, Dr. Glatz. Thanks for talking to us.
Oh, so nice to be with you.
So you are currently in Ann Arbor, living out of a bus that you call Bertha. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I bought a school bus about 6 years ago. I used to love to go to music festivals where you camp out all weekend. And so I bought a school bus and took all the seats out and built a kitchen and bunks and a little bathroom and use it pretty much for that purpose. Then I eventually now, during this COVID period, I'm between jobs and we're living in it.
And you're living in it and traveling and pursuing your passion, which is cooking or culinary arts, or how would you describe it?
I've always loved cooking. My late wife was a former caterer and a food writer, and she dominated the kitchen. So I really was just kind of the dishwasher and salad maker at home. But I'd go away to music festivals and set up a barbecue, and I'd end up cooking for the people camping around me. And then pretty soon bands started coming over to the bus, and I started cooking for them. And then I got a few bands that hired me to come and cater for record sessions. And I really found I loved it. And then in 2016, I was recovering from a hip replacement surgery. I'd been off work, off the dental practice for 2 months, just gone back to work, and my wife unexpectedly passed away. I was just, you know, just in a really dark place. We had met Ari from Zingerman's at food conferences in the past, and when he got the word that my wife had passed away, they invited me to come to Ann Arbor and take their Zing Train seminar, Creating Your Vision of Greatness. I went into the seminar just, you know, really in an abyss. Walked out of the seminar with, I guess I just saw bright skies and daylight for the first time in many months, and walked away with a vision of what I wanted to do with my life, and it wasn't anything close to the life I was living at that time. So on the trip home from Ann Arbor, I made the commitment that I was going to put my dental practice up for sale and sell my house and sell my building and pursue my passions. And at that particular moment, cooking was what my passion was. So when I was preparing to leave dentistry, I'd go into different restaurants and just work as a stage, unpaid apprentice to get some skills. And then when I graduated, or when I retired, rather, from dentistry, I took a job in Oklahoma City, a place called Nonesuch. Bon Appetit had just named it America's Best New Restaurant. And they're kind of a quirky bunch. And they saw a 7-page resume that had 6.5 pages of dentistry and 0.5 page of cooking experience and gave me a shot. And I did that for a year and loved it. Then I was offered a job from one of the chefs that had trained me. She has an inn in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan called Milkweed Inn. And I was supposed to start work there and be an in-resident chef and innkeeper starting May 1st. But then, you know, the pandemic hit, so they've delayed their opening until at least September. And so since the beginning of April, my new wife and I have been traveling around, boondocking, staying in friends' driveways, just passing the time, waiting until the next job is ready. I was communicating with Ari, and he invited me to come to Ann Arbor and help out on Tammy's farm and park the bus behind the roadhouse. And so here's our new home.
So much we have to go back over. Ari Weinswein, co-founder, co-owner of Zingerman's. That's who you were referring to when you say Ari of Zingerman's.
Yes.
When you worked at the restaurant in Oklahoma, the Today Show actually did a feature about you.
Yeah, well, it started out on Bon Appetit magazine, who had named this place the best new restaurant. They were following the social media for Nonesuch Restaurant, and they saw a picture of me on there. I was being introduced as the new chef. They did an article on me, and then the Today Show picked up on that. And they sent a crew down. They were with us for a full week and did a little minute mini documentary, which I just heard is being submitted for a possible short documentary award. So that was a lot of fun.
And we'll put a link to that with this interview at WEMU.org. So you got all that going on. Now Bertha Bus is parked out back at Zingerman's Roadhouse in Ann Arbor. And what's that like? People coming to dinner and that's where you're living right now?
Yeah, we have outside my window, we have all the smokers. We wake up every morning to the smell of roasting meat. It's an unusual place.
And you must be hungry with all those great smells out there.
Well, and I have to say, my boss Tammy, she when I leave the farm, she always says, "What do you want for dinner?" Getting dinner from the Roadhouse every day is it's too much of a temptation.
And let's fill in that last blank you mentioned, Tammy. That's Tammy Guilfoyle, and you're working on her farm, Tam Chop Farms. Is that what you're doing as well?
Yeah. Right now, I've been for the last week. I've been trellising tomatoes. Just try to get the place as clean as we can before we're ready to start harvesting.
How long do you think you're going to be hanging out in Ann Arbor?
Oh, every time I get the question asked, I always respond, I guess, until they ask me to leave. In the meantime, I'm working really hard to make myself as useful as possible.
So if people go to the Roadhouse and get a bite to eat, they can come say hi to you?
Yeah, and I have a lot of Bertha Bus items, wristbands and buttons, so we usually hand them a button out the window and tell them our story. On the side of the bus, my wife suggested that we get school bus lettering, and so it says across the side of the bus, "Make America Kind Again." So we either get peace signs or middle fingers, just depending on people's political bias.
So after 40 years of being a dentist in Illinois, I guess we should throw that in there, too. I feel like I'm piecing this together going backwards. Dr. Glatz is now living in a school bus in the Zingerman's Roadhouse parking lot, but most of all, you're living a fulfilled life and following your passion?
This experience here is really going to be great. And what was bothering me about just camping out in friends' places was I'm just not being productive like I'd like to. And, realistically, I'm 67, so I'm in great physical health, and I can hit it hard now. But I know that it's not going to be that way forever. And to have 6 months of prime time, on hold just was more than I wanted. So here, in addition to the farming experience, Tammy's connected me with some chefs, and I'm going to have some opportunities to get back in the kitchen and learn things. But when my wife passed away, I took over her food column, so I'm still keeping that going. So this is a nice place I can write and get the articles sent off and farm and just be exposed to all the experiences that the Zingermans in Ann Arbor have.
And she exposed you to WEMU, and we're very grateful to you, Dr. Peter Glatz, for sharing your culinary story with us here on this edition of Art and Soul.
Thank you very much.